have that peace of mind that nobody's out there doing crazy stuff with your credit and going to steal your identity.
It's like going to a knee surgeon versus a brain surgeon. You don't want one to take care of the other problem.
Because she opened a store credit card on a whim, completely put it out of her mind. It totally wrecked her life. Welcome to the Rad Money Podcast. We're Rebecca
and Dylan, husband and wife and financial coaches for married couples.
Do you and your spouse want to reach financial freedom and start building wealth, but you're not sure where to start?
Have you tried to budget and pay off debt, yet you struggle to see your net worth actually increase?
Rad Money is the finance podcast that helps millennial married couples get on the same page about one of the toughest topics they will face in their marriage.
Our goal is to help you and your spouse work together to reach your financial goals and strengthen your marriage along the way.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Rad Money Podcast. This week, we are talking about spring cleaning your finances. We're going to take advantage of this spring energy to get extra organized, to get through the rest of tax season, and to check in with our goals for the year to make sure that we're making the progress that we really want to make.
And before we get started, I wanted to read a review from our free strategy sessions. We offer a free 30-minute strategy session to answer that one burning financial question that you have and you want to have an answer to it. And so this one was from Dora, and Rebecca worked with her just recently, and Dora says, despite his brevity, Rebecca provided me with invaluable tools to clarify my financial goals and chart a path towards achieving them. Her expertise and focus on integrating one's financial plans into one's life design create a unique approach to financial coaching. Having someone like Rebecca guide you through clarifying your financial goals and providing tools to achieve them can be incredibly beneficial. I highly recommend Rebecca to anyone seeking a knowledgeable and dedicated financial coach. That's a great review. Nice job, Rebecca.
Thanks so much. Yeah, Dora lives in the Netherlands. I can literally help people from all over the globe to at least think through what they're trying to do with their finances and figure out, you know, what should I focus on first and get that clarity that they really need to start to make the progress that they want. But Dora's question really was, what should I focus on first? I want to start my own business, but I'm also investing. And so she was trying to figure out how she should look at those two things and what she should do with her current income to move her in the direction that she wanted to go.
Yeah. And so this is just a reminder that we offer a free 30-minute strategy session to answer that one question that you have. And if you work with us, that's great. We love for those things to happen. But if you don't want to work with us and you just want that question answered, we'd love to help you out as well. So check out the link in the bio. With that all being said, let's talk about spring cleaning our personal finances.
The energy in spring, it's just one of my favorite times of year because of all of that energy. Like, you just want to get going. You've been, you know, resting kind of all winter, or at least like the energy just isn't up. And there's something about the days getting longer and it getting warmer and you're just like, let's go.
Yeah.
We usually spring clean our houses. Like, everybody's familiar with that. So we want to spring clean our finances to make sure that, you know, we're moving in the direction we want to go.
Yeah. I think, you know, during the winter time around New Year's, it's a great time for planning and wanting to get things going. But like you're saying, like, there's so much energy in the spring. This is where we really start to take action and things actually start getting done.
Well, and also it's been 3 months since you set your financial goals. And so it's really important to revisit those and to make sure that things are going the way they should and to look for those opportunities to continue to fine tune your plan.
Mm-hmm.
You should always be rechecking in with yourself and seeing how things are going, what's going well, what isn't.
Yeah. So today we have 5 things that we're going to recommend that you do if you want to spring clean your finances. And so we're going to start off today with taxes, making sure that you file your taxes.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds kind of funny because you have to file your taxes, like that's the law, but it can be really easy to forget or selectively forget to do it. And you punt that ball as far as you can.
It's easy to procrastinate wanting to do this one in particular. It's not necessarily the fun thing in life.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm always reminding clients, you know, okay, but let's get this done so that you can move forward. But also, after you filed your taxes, it's a great time to start to look for opportunities for the rest of the year for 2024.
Right, because filing taxes is really like part one of what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Is once you filed your taxes, you see if you end up owing the government money or you're getting a refund.
And that can inform your strategy for the rest of 2024.
Yeah. Yeah. So ideally, if you end up owing a big check to the government this year, what can you do during the next 9 months to help reduce that tax bill for the following tax season? Conversely, if you end up getting a large refund every year, what can you do to reduce that refund for the following year? And so that may not sound like a great idea. You may like getting a big refund every year, but we're all about cash flow here each and every month. So let's just say you got $2,400 as a refund from the government this year. Imagine having that extra $200 in your monthly cash flow every month. What could you do every month with $200? And so that's why we were really big on the idea of reducing that amount that we would get back in a refund so that we can use that money each and every month instead of waiting for a big cash payout in April.
Yeah. So if you find yourself owing a significant amount in taxes this year, then going to be really important for you to find a tax professional who can help you identify opportunities that suit your specific life.
Yeah.
So while there's tax advice all over the internet, it's really hard to know, A, is this advice right for me? And then B, how do I actually do this the right way so that I get the deduction that I'm looking for? So you want to make sure that you find a rock solid tax professional, but you can also start to do the things that are really obvious. You know, am I taking advantage of tax advantage accounts for investments at my place of work? Could I increase how much I'm just contributing to my 401k or an HSA? Or like, there's so many things that you can do to reduce that tax burden that aren't really super hard and complicated, but it's going to be really helpful to have a tax professional who you can bounce those ideas off of and make sure that you're doing it the right way.
Yeah. If I can make a note about tax professionals, they're kind of like doctors. They're tax professionals that have specialties. So make sure that you're asking lots of questions about your particular situation to see if they actually understand what you're looking to do and what your goals are, what you want to accomplish. Otherwise, you know, it's like going to a knee surgeon versus a brain surgeon. You don't want one to take care of the other problem.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And then in terms of getting a big refund, the best way to make an adjustment there is going to be to adjust your W-4 withholding at your place of work. So there's a tool, we'll drop the link in the show notes, where you can enter all of your information from like your most recent pay stub, and it'll tell you how to fill out your W-4 for the rest of the year so that you have the right amount withheld from your paycheck. So that'll help increase your monthly cash flow month to month instead of having that big refund the following April, which to us, like we said, is a superior method because you're able to take that money and really put it to work, put that cash flow toward your top goals as opposed to getting a windfall and then potentially it not going where you want it to go.
And the last piece about your taxes is to make sure that you save your records.
Yeah, staying organized is so critical and really helpful when you go to do things like apply for a mortgage and really anything where you need to access this information quickly. It's going to be really helpful for you to make sure that you're super organized.
Yeah, so if you don't have a system to organize this or you don't have all the files in one place, make sure that wherever you've been going to do your taxes, go collect the last 7 years and just have them all in one place because it's really helpful to just know where they are and to easily access them in the future.
Yes, whether it's digital or physical, stay organized. For us personally, we have like a paper filing system for things like our W-2s, et cetera. And then for our tax returns, we keep a file on an external drive and keep that inside of a fireproof box. So no matter what, we've always got that.
So this next thing that we want to talk about when it comes to spring cleaning your finances is checking your credit reports. We got TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax, and all three of them allow you to check your credit report free every year.
Yes. And checking your credit report is completely different than just watching your score.
Yeah.
Checking your credit report is how you're going to stay informed and make sure that your score is what it should be, for one, but you can catch a lot of errors. You can also sniff out if somebody's opening accounts in your name that you don't know about. They're really, really helpful. So you should be doing this at least once. You should also only be using the link in the show notes, which is annualcreditreport.com. Using this link ensures that you can check all three of these credit reports completely for free. It used to be annual, which is why the URL is what it is. But since COVID, you can now check it weekly for free when you use this link. So do not pay to view your credit report. That's completely unnecessary. And make sure that you're watching out for any of these trap doors where they try to upgrade you to some sort of service. But you really just want to look at your credit report and make sure that everything there is true and accurate. And then if it isn't, then you can start to take some actions to improve your credit score by letting them know, hey, this report isn't accurate. And then you can request for those discrepancies to be taken care of.
Yeah, I think that's really the big piece here, just making sure that everything that's on the credit report is actually yours. It's a good opportunity to check if there's been any identity fraud or if people are trying to use your name and your social security number to borrow money in your name.
Yeah, so this is good for you to know just in general, but it's also a great way to give you some peace of mind to know that your information hasn't been stolen and that you're doing really well.
Yeah. And because our lives are becoming increasingly more online and more digital, it's easier for people to access that and steal our information.
Yeah.
You know, just like everything we do is done through an online portal. You can apply for a mortgage online. You can apply for everything online. All of our,
you can buy a car online.
Yeah.
Everything is digital.
Everything is digital. And then all the breaches, all the security breaches from major large companies. I mean, Facebook's been hacked. Target was hacked. There's so many companies that have had these problems in our personal information. I guarantee that our information is out there. Rebecca and I.
Oh, I've had a couple pieces of mail saying that I was, you know, my information was exposed during a breach.
Yeah.
Yeah, it absolutely happened.
You know, even actually, this reminds me of a quick story. I don't want to go too far on this, but I had some public information about a ticket that I had. back in New Haven, Connecticut.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
And it was public information. And some guy in another state found it and was sending me information
saying that you owed money.
That I owed money to him. And it looked very professional. I mean, but I kept saying, why would they be calling me from Pennsylvania about a bill in
Connecticut?
So I thought nothing of it. And then actually, when you looked it up, you found the actual bill.
Oh, I immediately saw it. And I was like, nah, this ain't real.
We ignored it for years because we were like, this is some BS. But it ended up being real, but not from that person.
Well, there technically was something on the books with like the county where we lived in Connecticut.
Yeah.
But they weren't looking for you. They weren't like trying to communicate you. This person had just could see the public record.
Yeah.
And so he said, I'll get you to pay me. And it was like 10 times more than what you owed.
Totally.
And he was just trying to scam you off of it. And so there was a bill that you had to pay. But the point is that there's just so much information about you out there that checking your credit report is just really a form of due diligence.
Yes.
And making sure that there isn't something out there that you don't know about or that you just forgot about.
Totally.
I mean, checking a credit report can be so helpful because you just forgot about some store credit card that you opened years ago and you never thought about it again.
$50 purchase, been sitting there for years.
Yeah, there actually, I think it was some TikTok that went like mega viral where
really?
This woman, like, it totally wrecked her life because she opened a store credit card just on a whim, completely put it out of her mind. This is why store credit cards are the bane of people's existence. But anyway, it like completely wrecked their credit and was really awful. Anyway, yeah, credit report, checking your credit report can absolutely help you do this. And again, it is still different than just monitoring your score. Okay?
Right, the score is totally different.
Yeah, and if your score isn't what you want it to be, checking your credit report can help you potentially get it to where you want it to be.
Right.
Because if you find some discrepancies or things that you can refute, then you can potentially increase your score. So definitely check your credit report at least annually from all three credit bureaus. And then also what you're saying about how vulnerable we all are because of this connected world is why step three for spring cleaning your finances is to put a credit freeze on all three of the major bureaus' credit reports.
Yeah. And so a credit freeze is pretty interesting. It's what you actually do is you log into each one of these credit bureaus.
Yeah. Create a profile and a login.
Yep. And so you go in and then you actually ask them to freeze your credit. So what this means exactly is if you put a freeze on your accounts, if someone were to try to pull your credit or try to open up an account in your name, it will say, oh, you can't do that. The account is closed right now. It is not available for any service.
Yeah.
So you can freeze your accounts and then no one can make any inquiries or open something up in your name.
Yeah. And the thing is it works.
Yeah.
Like it sounds like, what? How is that possible? What? It completely works because we went to buy a car in, what was that, 2020? We had forgotten about the freeze and they're like, okay, yeah, like let's, you know, get your car. And yes, full disclosure, we didn't pay for our car cash. Wow.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're like, okay, let's, you know, check your credit. And they're like, oh, we can't check your credit. We're like, oh, yeah, it's frozen. So,
yeah, give me a minute. I got to log in.
Yeah, which credit union do you check? Oh, okay. Let me go unfreeze that for a minute. But they're super easy to manage. They've gotten easier and easier.
Totally.
And they're so helpful. Point being with that story, it does absolutely work. And you can really just have that peace of mind that, again, nobody's out there doing crazy stuff with your credit and going to steal your identity that way.
Yeah. And like Rebecca was saying, they're so easy to manage. It used to be like you have to turn it on, you have to turn it off. You have to turn it on, you have to turn it off. Nowadays, you can just keep it
frozen.
Now you can just have it frozen all the time and say, oh, for the next month, I'd like to remove the freeze. So I can do whatever business I have to do. I'm going to go buy a house or buy a car. I need credit. I'm shopping around for whatever reason. And in 30 days, I'd like to automatically freeze again. And it's so easy to manage nowadays compared to what it was. So freezing it is just such an easy, convenient way to make sure you're protecting yourself in a small way.
Also, okay, hidden benefit that people don't talk about, ridiculous decrease in junk mail. Like we do not get those weird like credit card offers all the time that just immediately go in the bin because you can't pull even a soft pull on our credit reports because they're so locked down. They can't even tell if we're pre-qualified. So they leave us alone. So ever since we did it, the junk mail has...
We don't get any.
Like completely gone away. Yeah.
Yeah.
We only get offers from the credit cards that we actually hold.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really nice little hidden benefit there. If you hate junk mail, freeze your credit.
Yep. I think there's also, isn't there something that you can be on a do not call list.
Yeah, I don't know as much about that. I don't have that problem. Praise God.
Yeah, if someone knows about that, can you share that with us? Well, so we can let everyone else know about these, like, do not call
or
do not mail
list. It's like a white list or a pink list or something like that. Like, put me on your...
Yeah.
But I've never done it.
Email me, Dylan@radcoaches, D-Y-L-A-N @radcoaches.com.
Okay, so by this point, you filed your taxes and organized them in some sort of filing system. You've checked your credit report and you've frozen your credit. The fourth thing that you're going to want to do in your spring cleaning is benchmark your financial goals. So benchmark your financial goals that you set at the beginning of the year.
So yes, you're 3 months into the year. So it's a great opportunity to see how far you've come along, how you're doing compared to what you'd like to do with your financial goals. Are you paying off debt? Are you on track to pay off debt on time? Are you saving for an emergency fund? How are you doing with that right now? So we're just checking in to see how far we've come along and how much further we have to go.
Yeah. Are you on track or are you behind? Are you ahead? We really just want to know how things are going so that then you can make changes accordingly, right?
Yes.
So if you want to get caught up to where you think you should be by this point in the year, then you can now take that information and apply it to your budget and apply it to how you've been managing your money day to day. But benchmarking your goals is absolutely critical to do periodically throughout the year so that you make sure that you hit that goal by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you're just not paying enough attention that's probably going to be necessary for you to reach that goal.
Yeah, there's a saying that things that get measured get managed.
Yep.
And so by checking in, it's also, if you are falling behind, it's going to light a fire underneath you. And
yes,
you're going to go, oh man, I really meant to do this. I just need to catch up a little bit.
Yeah.
Or if you look at it and you're ahead, you're like, heck yeah, that's really great. How do I keep up this work? I'm doing way better than I thought. I could keep going and maybe be twice as far as I thought by the end of the year.
Yeah, or I can take my foot off the gas a little bit and maybe reward my effort so far.
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
So there's all different kinds of ways that you can do it. It's whatever motivates you the most.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just important to make sure that you're doing this benchmarking so that you can stay on track.
Yeah. After you benchmark your goals, this leads nicely into our last suggestion for spring cleaning your finances, which is review your spending and expenses.
Yeah, so this is a great opportunity. Again, just revisit your budget. Look at how the past 3 months went. Look at where your money has been going. Hasn't been going where you wanted it to go? And then looking forward to the next few months, do you want to continue what you've been doing or do you want to make some changes? Now that you benchmark your goals, are you on track or do you want to make some changes to your spending so that you can speed up, you can catch up, whatever you need to do? All of that information that you've gathered so far throughout the spring cleaning process should inform how you want to spend your money moving forward.
Yeah. And another thing to think about is that this is the time of year where winter's ending and we're excited to get outside and start traveling and doing a lot of other things. So just making sure that we adjust our spending properly, look at our expenses. Can we cash flow that summer vacation or do we need to start saving up for it a little bit each and every month so that I don't have to put it on a credit card and go into debt just to go have some fun with my friends and family?
Yeah, exactly. And we actually have an episode that we'll drop in the link in the show notes for how to travel without going into debt, how to not have a travel hangover. But you're absolutely right that you should be looking at your summer vacations and how you're going to fund them now so that you can continue making the progress that you want to make towards the other things that you're doing.
Right.
So that's how you're going to spring clean your finances over hopefully the next couple of weeks. So the first thing was to make sure that you file those taxes and that you save those records in a way that keeps them safe and accessible for you in the future. And they definitely can come in handy. Then you're going to check your credit report, make sure that everything there is accurate and there aren't any discrepancies that are messing up your credit score. Then you're going to freeze your credit. This is such an easy way to make sure that nobody's opening accounts in your name without you knowing about it. And again, really decreases that junk mail.
Yep.
Then you're going to benchmark your goals that you set at the beginning of the year. Make sure that you're on track. And if you're not, look for ways that you can get where you want to be. And then finally, review your spending for the past couple of months and then start to plan your spending for the months ahead.
Yeah, all these things are just a great way to keep organized and on top of your finances throughout the year. And by spring cleaning your finances, it gives you the opportunity to look in and see how things are going and making sure that you're on track for where you'd like to be for the next 3 months.
But if you find doing things like this really challenging, if there are things that you always tell yourself, I really should do that, that's a really good idea, but you really struggle to hold yourself accountable, you struggle to make sure that you follow through and you do these things that you know would increase your financial situation, from properly managing and improving your credit score to managing your money more effectively and staying on track to reach your goals, then I really want you to strongly consider working with us as your financial coach. That's exactly what we do. We help our clients to identify opportunities for improving their finances and hold them accountable to their plan. We help them make sure that they follow through on the things that they say they would, because life gets so incredibly busy.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to tell yourself, yeah, I should do that, I'm gonna do that. But then months go by Years go by. You haven't done the thing. And then you start kicking yourself because you know better, but life is just so busy that it's easy to put it on the back burner. But when you work with us, you are going to sit down with us once a month and we're going to say, hey, did you do the thing that you said you were going to do? Why? Why not? How can we overcome the hurdles? And then how can we celebrate your wins? It's honestly some of the best value that we bring to our clients is just making sure that they do what they said they were going to do. And they make sure that they're prioritizing their financial health because it's just so easy to get distracted by all the other things that you have to do. And then you never end up moving forward in this area of your life. So if that sounds like something that you want help with, I would love to talk to you, or Dylan would love to talk to you in the free strategy session. The link to book is in the show notes. And that's it. That's everything we have for you this week. So hopefully I'll see you soon in a strategy session. But until next time, I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Dylan. And we're Rad Coaches.